Let's read a few verses from the Psalms. That's about David and how he's singing his song when the Lord delivered him from his enemies. And basically when Saul was in the hand of Saul and defeated from all his enemies. In Psalm 18, and this is also in 2 Samuel 22, it's twice, almost word for word. I don't read all of it, but just a few verses here and there. And it says in verse 1, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. In times of difficulty, and who are we calling out to? Or what are we going to? And what we put our trust in, that's where we're going to go. If we put our trust in the Lord, that's who we're going to call out to. If we put our trust in man, we're going to call out to man. If we put our trust in money, we're going to call out, go to our money. I had a picture when I was reading this of some places they had a lot of tornadoes or hurricanes, and in different places they have shelters, storm shelters or whatever. And I was thinking, they have these things in these bunkers in the ground, or you can crawl into, and it's concrete all around. And that shelter is going to keep them safe in the storm. It's like the rock for them. But I thought of someone who, maybe an uninformed or who lacked knowledge or understanding, or a child, they might see a different type of house right beside, right? And it looked nice. And maybe it was all beautiful on the outside, but then there was this hole in the ground with a rock covering and so on. They might go into that thing, but that tornado would just rip that thing to shreds. So with our eyes, if we look and we put our trust in something, but it's not in the rock, we're going to find ourselves destroyed. Whatever we put our trust in, that's what we're going to go to. We need to put our trust in the Lord, for He's our rock and our salvation. And it doesn't matter what category that storm is, that He's going to keep us, and we're not going to be moved. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me, the snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from His temple, and my cry came before Him, even to His ears. And then in verse 35, it says, You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. And that verse, part, your gentleness has made me great. And I looked up, what does that mean? Your gentleness has made me great. And it means He stooped down. He humbled Himself. And I thought of that song. You humbled yourself to behold the things in heaven and on the earth. Because He was able to, He looks down upon us. He humbled Himself to come and to help us. And in that, He causes us to be great and to stand and delivers us. And I think it's Psalm 61, a couple more verses. In verse 1, Psalm 61, verse 1. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I love that part. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. You're just acknowledging that you're greater. That you're nothing, you're dust. but lead me to that rock that is greater. And that's where the shelter is. He's a strong tower. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life, his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. And then in Psalm 62, it says, in verse 5, my soul waits silently for God alone, for my hope or my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us. Surely men of low degree are a vapor. Men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighed on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vapor. Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. For God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you render to each one according to his work. There's a verse in Jeremiah 17 that says, you know, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. And verse 8, you know, trust in him at all times. Don't trust in riches. Don't trust in men of high degree. Trust in the Lord and pour our hearts out before him, because he's our strong tower. He's our mighty fortress. And there's going to be very difficult times that come in our lives. And some experience them even now more than others. But in these times, are we being shaken? What's being shaken? Is our faith being shaken? Or is it things that are being shaken is just the dross? Things can, we can be purified. But let our faith be in Christ, in the Lord our God. He never fails.